In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor brings a student into the studio to talk about possums.
Last fall, a student in my environmental writing class wrote an article about possums that was so engaging, I wanted to share it with you. So here's Joanna Pupa.
My mom hates possums. She hates their hairless tails, she hates their pointy teeth, and she hates their soulless eyes. She hates how they waddle and that they try to get into our garbage. She hates how they spread diseases and act viciously. So I knew I had my work cut out for me when I called her recently, hoping to change her opinion of them. My goal today is to change your opinion, too. I agree with most people that possums are ugly, but the traits people find unattractive in them have persisted for 65 million years, suggesting that they somehow contributed to their survival. For example, their tails are hairless to help regulate their body temperature. Their tails are also prehensile, acting as a fifth limb, holding onto tree branches as the possum roams. Their eyes appear black, but only because their pupils are large, and that helps them see well at night. And while possums may have the most teeth of all North American mammals, those teeth are more for show than defense. Many people, my mom included, fear that a possum will go out of its way to attack a child or a pet, but this is simply not the case. Possums are more likely to play dead than to attack, and they do it pretty convincingly. Under extreme stress, a possum will lay on its back with its mouth wide open, exposing bubbling saliva and a limp tongue. Its heart rate will decrease by 30%, and it will emit a rancid green liquid from its anus. This will pretty much discourage most of its natural predators from attacking. It's a good thing possums have perfected their playing possum techniques. They're slow creatures with a top running speed of 4 miles an hour, which means that possums generally cannot escape an attack from an animal or human. Possums are also clumsy and uncoordinated, so they're not good in a fight. As a species, possums are not threatened by human urbanization and climate change. Their conservation status is of least concern. Their reproductive habits are one of the reasons for this. Once or twice a year, a female possum will give birth to a litter of 7 or 8 joeys. Because of their premature state, the bumblebee-sized joeys have to travel to their mother's pouch, where they will attach onto one of her 13 nipples, until they are 2 to 3 months old and ready to begin exploring. At this point, the young will ride on their mother's back, their tails helping them hold on. The possum's spectacular survival skills can be attributed to their vast diet. They are known as nature's cleanup crew, since they will eat practically anything, including whatever may be in your garbage can. This trait makes them extremely important in their ecosystem. If possums weren't to eat the rotting fruit and carcasses of animals, diseases could potentially spread more easily. Fortunately, the possum takes its cleanup job very seriously. Some people think possums spread diseases such as rabies, but most of the time, the rabies virus cannot survive within a possum's body because of their low body temperature. In fact, a possum can decrease the risk of Lyme disease in an area due to its tendency to attract and eat ticks. This does not mean that a person cannot catch a disease from a possum. Like any wild animal, the possum must be treated with respect and given space. If this is done, then humans and possums can live in harmony.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.